the 27th of September. To my lord at Mr. Crewe's, and there took order about some business of his, and from thence home to my workmen all the afternoon. In the evening to my lord's, and there did read over with him and Dr. Walker my lord's new commission for sea, and advise thereupon how to have it drawn. So home and to bed. The 28th of September. Office day. This morning Sir William Batten, Colonel Slingsby, went with Colonel Birch and Sir William Doyley to Chatham to pay off a ship there, so only William Penn and I left here in town. All the afternoon at home among my workmen, work till 11 o'clock at night, and did give them drink, and were very merry with them, it being my luck to meet with a sort of drolling workman upon all occasions. To bed. The 29th of September. All day at home to make an end of our dirty work of the plasterers, and indeed my kitchen is now so handsome that I did not repent of all the trouble that I've been put to have it done. This day, or yesterday, I hear Prince Robert is come to court, but welcome to nobody. The 30th of September. Lord's Day. To our parish church both forenoon and afternoon, all alone. At night went to bed without prayers, my house being everywhere foul above stairs. October 1660. The 1st. Early to my lord to Whitehall, and there he did give me some work to do for him, and so with all haste to the office. Dined at home, and my father by chance with me. After dinner, he and I advised about hangings for my rooms, which are now almost fit to be hung, the painters beginning to do their work today. After dinner, he and I to the Mitre, where with my Uncle White, whom my father fetched thither, while I drank a glass of wine privately with Mr. Mansell, a poor reformado of the Charles, who came to see me. Here we stayed and drank 3 or 4 pints of wine, and so parted. I home to look after my workmen, and at night to bed. The commissioners are very busy disbanding of the army, which they say doth cause great robbing. My layings out upon my house in furniture are so great that I fear I shall not be able to go through them without breaking one of my bags of £100, I having but £200 yet in the world. The 2nd of October. With Sir William Penn by water to Whitehall, being this morning visited before I went out by my brother Tom, who told me that for his lying out of doors a day and a night, my father hath forbid him to come any more into his house, at which I was troubled, and did soundly chide him for doing so, and upon confessing his fault, I told him I would speak to my father. At Whitehall I met with Captain Clark, and took him to the Leg in King Street, and did give him a dish or two of meat, and his purser that was with him, for his old kindness to me on board. After dinner, I to Westminster Hall, where I met with Mistress Hunt, and was forced to wait upon Mr. Scorn at a committee to speak for her husband, which I did. After that met with Llewellyn and Mr. Fage, and took them both to the Dog, and did give them a glass of wine. After that at Will's I met with Mr. Spicer, and with him to the Abbey to see them at Vespers there, where I find but a thin congregation already, so that I see religion, be it what it will, is but a humour, and so the esteem of it passeth, as other things do. From thence with him to see Robin Shaw, who hath been a long time ill, and I have not seen him since I came from sea. He is much changed, but in hopes to be well again. From thence by coach to my father's, and discoursed with him about Tom, and did give my advice to take him home again, which I think he will do in prudence, rather than put him upon learning the way of being worse. So home, and from home to Major Hart, who is just going out of town tomorrow, and made much of me, and did give me the oaths of supremacy and allegiance, that I may be capable of my arrears. So home again, where my wife tells me what she hath bought today, viz. A bed and furniture for her chamber, with which, very well pleased, I went to bed. The 3rd of October. With Sir William Batten and Penn by water to Whitehall, where a meeting of the Dukes of York and Albemarle, my Lord Sandwich, and all the principal officers, about the Winter Guard. But we determined of nothing. From thence to my Lord's, who sent a great iron chest to Whitehall, and I saw it carried into the King's closet, where I saw most incomparable pictures. Among the rest, a book open upon a desk, which I durst have sworn was a real book, etc. Back again to my Lord, and dined all alone with him, who doth treat me with a great deal of respect, and after dinner did discourse an hour with me, and advise about getting of some way to get himself some money to make up for all his great expenses, saying that he believed he might have anything that he would ask of the King. This day Mr. Shepley and all my Lord's goods came from sea, some of them laid at the wardrobe, and some brought to my Lord's house. From thence to our office, where we met and did business, and so home, and spent the evening looking upon the painters that are at work in my house. This day I heard the Duke speak of a great design that he and my Lord of Pembroke have, and a great many others, of sending a venture to some parts of Africa, to dig for gold ore there. They intend to admit as many as will venture their money, and so make themselves a company. £250 is the lowest share for every man. But I do not find that my Lord doth much like it. At night Dr. Fairbrother, for so he is lately made of the civil law, brought home my wife by coach, it being rainy weather, she having been abroad today to buy more furniture for her house. The 4th of October, Thursday. This morning I was busy looking over papers at the office all alone, and being visited by Lieutenant Lambert of the Charles, to whom I was formerly much beholden to. I took him along with me to a little alehouse hard by our office, whither my cousin Thomas Pepys, the turner, had sent for me to show me two gentlemen that had a great desire to be known to me. The one, his name is Pepys, of our family, but one that I never heard of before, and the other, a younger son of Sir Thomas Bendish's, and so we are all called cousins. After sitting a while and drinking, my two new cousins, myself and Lieutenant Lambert, went by water to Whitehall, and from thence I and Lieutenant Lambert to Westminster Abbey, where we saw Dr. Frewen translated to the Archbishopric of York. Here I saw the bishops of Winchester, Bangor, Rochester, Bath and Wells, and Salisbury, all in their habits, in King Henry the Seventh's chapel. But, Lord, at their going out, how people did most of them look upon them as strange creatures, and few with any kind of love or respect. From thence we two to my Lord's, where we took Mr. Shepley and Will Howe to the Reindeer, and had some oysters, which were very good, the first I've ate this year. So back to my Lord's to dinner, and after dinner Lieutenant Lambert and I did look upon my Lord's model, and he told me many things in a ship that I desired to understand. From thence by water, I, landing Lieutenant Lambert at Blackfriars, went home, and there by promise met with Robert Shaw and Jack Spicer, who came to see me. And by the way I met upon Tower Hill with Mr. Pierce, the surgeon, and his wife, and took them home and did give them good wine, ale, and anchovies, and stayed them till night, and so adieu. Then to look upon my painters that are now at work in my house. At night to bed. The 5th of October. Office day. Dined at home, and all the afternoon at home to see my painters make an end of their work, which they did today to my content, and I am in great joy to see my house likely once again to be clean. At night to bed. The 6th of October. All this morning Colonel Slingsby and I at the office getting a catch ready for the Prince de Ligne to carry his things away today, who is now going home again. About noon comes my cousin Henry Alcock, for whom I wrote a letter for my lord to sign to my Lord Broghill, for some preferment in Ireland, whither he is now a-going. After him comes Mr. Creed, who brought me some books from Holland with him, well-bound, and good books, which I thought he did intend to give me, but I find that I must pay him. He dined with me at the house, and from thence to Whitehall together, where I was to give my lord an account of the stations and victuals of the fleet, in order to the choosing of a fleet fit for him to take to sea to bring over the Queen. But my lord not coming in before 9 at night, I stayed no longer for him, but went back again home, and so to bed. The 7th of October, Lord's Day. To Whitehall on foot, calling at my father's to change my long black cloak for a short one, long cloaks being now quite out. But he being gone to church, I could not get one, and therefore I proceeded on and came to my lord before he went to chapel, and so went with him, where I heard Dr. Spurstow preach, before the king, a poor dry sermon, but a very good anthem of Captain Cook's afterwards. Going out of the chapel, I met with Jack Cole, my old friend, whom I had not seen a great while before, and have promised to renew acquaintance in London together. To my lord's, and dined with him. He all dinner-time talking French to me, and telling me the story how the Duke of York hath got my Lord Chancellor's daughter with child, and that she doth lay it to him, and that for certain he did promise her marriage, and had signed it with his blood, but that he, by stealth, had got the paper out of her cabinet, and that the king would have him to marry her, but that he will not. So that the thing is very bad for the Duke and them all, but my lord doth make light of it, as a thing that he believes is not a new thing to the Duke to do abroad. Discoursing concerning what if the Duke should marry her, my lord told me that among his father's many old sayings that he had writ in a book of his, this is one, that he that doth get a wench with child, and marries her afterward, it is as if a man should shit in his hat, and then clap it upon his head. I perceive my lord is grown a man very indifferent in all matters of religion, and so makes nothing of these things. After dinner to the abbey, where I heard them read the church service, but very ridiculously, that indeed I do not in my mind like it at all. A poor cold sermon of Dr. Lamb's, one of the prebends, in his habit, came afterwards, and so all ended. And by my troth, a pitiful sorry devotion it is that these men pay. So walked home by land, and before supper I read part of the Marian persecution in Mr. Fuller. So to supper, prayer, and to bed. The 8th of October. Office day. And my wife being gone out to buy some household stuff, I dined all alone, and after dinner to Westminster, in my way meeting Mr. Moore coming to me, who went back again with me, calling in several places about business, at my father's about gilded leather for my dining-room, at Mr. Crewe's about money, and my lord's about the same. But meeting not Mr. Shepley there, I went home by water, and Mr. Moore with me, who stayed and supped with me till almost 9 at night. We love one another's discourse, so that we cannot part when we do meet. He tells me that the profit of the Privy Seal is much fallen, for which I'm very sorry. He gone, and I to bed. The 9th of October. This morning Sir William Batten with Colonel Birch to Deptford to pay off 2 ships. Sir William Penn and I stayed to do business, and afterward together to Whitehall, where I went to my lord and found him in bed, not well, and saw in his chamber his picture, very well done, and am with child till I get it copied out, which I hope to do when he is gone to sea. To Whitehall again, where at Mr. Coventry's chamber I met with Sir William Penn again, and so with him to Redriff by water, and from thence walked over the fields to Deptford, the first pleasant walk I've had a great while, and in our way had a great deal of merry discourse, and find him to be a merry fellow, and pretty good-natured, and sings very bawdy songs. So we came and find our gentleman and Mr. Prynne at the pay. About noon we dined together, and were very merry at table, telling of tales. After dinner to the pay of another ship till 10 at night, and so home in our barge, a clear moonshine night, and it was 12 o'clock before we got home, where I find my wife in bed, and part of our chambers hung today by the upholster, but not being well done I was fretted, and so in a discontent to bed. I find Mr. Prynne a good, honest, plain man, but in his discourse not very free or pleasant. Among all the tales that passed among us today, he told us of one Damford, that being a black man did scald his beard with mince pie, and it came up again all white in that place, and so continued to his dying day. Sir William Penn told us a good jest, about some gentleman blinding of the drawer, and who he catched was to pay the reckoning, and so they got away, and the master of the house coming up to see what his man did, his man got hold of him, thinking it to be one of the gentlemen, and told him that he was to pay the reckoning. The 10th of October. Office day all the morning. In the afternoon with the upholster, seeing him do things to my mind, and to my content he did fit my chamber and my wife's. At night comes Mr. Moore, and stayed late with me to tell me how Sir Hardus Waller, who only pleads guilty, Scott, Cook, Peters, Harrison, etc., were this day arraigned at the bar at the Sessions House, there being upon the bench the Lord Mayor, General Monk, my Lord of Sandwich, etc., such a bench of noblemen as hath not been ever seen in England. They all seem to be dismayed, and will all be condemned without question. In Sir Orlando Bridgman's charge, he did wholly rip up the unjustness of the war against the king from the beginning, and so it much reflects upon all the long parliament. Though the king hath pardoned them, yet they must hereby confess that the king doth look upon them as traitors. Tomorrow they are to plead what they have to say. At night to bed. The 11th of October. In the morning to my lord's, where I met with Mr. Creed, and with him and Mr. Blackburn to the Rhenish winehouse, where we sat drinking of healths a great while, a thing which Mr. Blackburn formerly would not upon any terms have done. After we had done there, Mr. Creed and I to the Leg in King Street to dinner, where he and I and my Will had a good udder to dinner, and from thence to walk in St. James's Park, where we observed the several engines at work to draw up water, with which sight I was very much pleased. Above all the rest I liked best that which Mr. Greatorex brought, which is one round thing going within all with a pair of stairs round, which, being laid at an angle of 45, doth carry up the water with a great deal of ease. Here in the park we met with Mr. Salisbury, who took Mr. Creed and me to the cockpit, to see the Moor of Venice, which was well done. Bert acted the Moor. By the same token, a very pretty lady that sat by me cried to see Desdemona smothered. From thence with Mr. Creed to Hercules Pillars, where he and I drank, and so parted, and I went home. The 12th of October. Office day all the morning, and from thence with Sir William Batten and the rest of the officers, to a venison pasty of his, at the Dolphin, where dined with all Colonel Washington, Sir Edward Brett, and Major Norwood, very noble company. After dinner I went home, where I found Mr. Cook, who told me that my Lady Sandwich is come to town today, whereupon I went to Westminster to see her, and found her at supper, so she made me sit down all alone with her, and after supper stayed and talked with her, she showing most extraordinary love and kindness, and did give me good assurance of my uncle's resolution to make me his heir. From thence home and to bed. The 13th of October. To my lord's in the morning, where I met with Captain Cuttance, but my lord not being up, I went out to Charing Cross, to see Major General Harrison hanged, drawn, and quartered, which was done there, he looking as cheerfully as any man could do in that condition. He was presently cut down, and his head and his heart shown to the people, at which there was great shouts of joy. It is said that he said that he was sure to come shortly at the right hand of Christ, to judge them that now have judged him, and that his wife doth expect his coming again. Thus it was my chance to see the king beheaded at Whitehall, and to see the first blood shed in revenge for the blood of the king at Charing Cross. From thence to my lord's, and took Captain Cuttance and Mr. Shepley to the Sun Tavern, and did give them some oysters. After that I went by water home, where I was angry with my wife for her things lying about, and in my passion kicked the little fine basket which I bought her in Holland, and broke it, which troubled me after I had done it. Within all the afternoon, setting up shelves in my study. At night to bed. The 14th of October, Lord's Day. Early to my lord's, in my way meeting with Dr. Fairbrother, who walked with me to my father's back again, and there we drank our morning draught, my father being gone to church and my mother asleep in bed. Here he caused me to put my hand, among a great many honourable hands, to a paper or certificate on his behalf. To Whitehall Chapel, where one Dr. Crofts made an indifferent sermon, and after it an anthem, ill sung, which made the king laugh. Here I first did see the Princess Royal since she came into England. Here I also observed how the Duke of York and Mistress Palmer did talk to one another very wantonly through the hangings that parts the king's closet, and the closet where the ladies sit. To my lord's, where I found my wife, and she and I did dine with my lady, my lord dining with my lord chamberlain, who did treat my wife with a very great deal of respect. In the evening we went home through the rain by water in a sculler, having borrowed some coats of Mr. Shepley. So home wet and dirty, and to bed. The 15th of October. Office all the morning. My wife and I by water. I landed her at Whitefriars, who went to my father's to dinner, it being my father's wedding day, there being a very great dinner, and only the Fenners and Joyces there. This morning Mr. Carew was hanged and quartered at Charing Cross, but his quarters by a great favour are not to be hanged up. I was forced to go to my lord's to get him to meet the officers of the navy this afternoon, and so could not go along with her, but I missed my lord, who was this day upon the bench at the Sessions House. So I dined there and went to Whitehall, where I met with Sir William Batten and Penn, who, with the Controller, Treasurer, and Mr. Coventry, at his chamber, made up a list of such ships are as fit to be kept out of the Winter Guard, and the rest to be paid off by the Parliament, when they can get money, which I doubt will not be a great while. That done, I took coach and called my wife at my father's, and so homewards, calling at Thomas Pepys the turner's for some things that we wanted. And so home, where I fell to read The Fruitless Precaution, a book formerly recommended by Dr. Clarke at sea to me, which I read in bed till I had made an end of it, and do find it the best writ tale that ever I read in my life. After that done, to sleep, which I did not very well do, because that my wife, having a stopping in her nose, she snored much, which I never did hear her do before. The 16th of October. This morning my brother Tom came to me, with whom I made even for my last clothes to this day, and having eaten a dish of anchovies with him in the morning, my wife and I did intend to go forth to see a play at the Cockpit this afternoon, but Mr. Moore coming to me, my wife stayed at home, and he and I went out together, with whom I called at the upholsters, and several other places that I have business with. And so home with him, and from thence to the Cockpit, where, understanding that wit without money was acted, I would not stay, but went home again by water. By the way, reading of the other two stories that are in the book that I read last night, which I do not like so well as that. Being come home, Will told me that my lord hath a mind to speak with me tonight, so I returned by water, and coming there, it was only to inquire how the ships were provided with victuals that are to go with him to fetch over the Queen, which I gave him a good account of. He seemed to be in a melancholy humour, which I was told by Will Howe was for that he hath lately lost a great deal of money at cards, which he fears he doth too much addict himself to nowadays. So home by water and to bed. The 17th of October. Office day. At noon comes Mr. Creed to me, whom I took along with me to the Feathers in Fish Street, where I was invited by Captain Cuttance to dinner, a dinner made by Mr. Dawes and his brother. We have two or three dishes of meat well done. Their great design was to get me concerned in a business of theirs, about a vessel of theirs that is in the service hired by the King, in which I promise to do them all the service I can. From thence home again with Mr. Creed, where I, finding Mistress Theophila Turner and her Aunt Dyke, I would not be seen, but walked in the garden till they were gone. Where Mr. Spong came to me, they being gone, and Mr. Creed, Mr. Spong and I went to our music to sing, and he being gone, my wife and I went to put all my books in order in my closet, and I to give her her books. After that to bed. The 18th of October. This morning, it being expected that Colonel Hacker and Axtell should die, I went to Newgate, but found that they were reprieved till tomorrow. So I to my Aunt Fenner's, where with her and my uncle I drank my morning draught. So to my father's, and did give order for a pair of black baize linings to be made me for my breeches against tomorrow morning, which was done. So to my lord's, where I spoke with him, and he would have me dine with him, but I went thence to Mr. Blackburn's, where I met my wife and my Will's father and mother, the first time that ever I saw them, where we have a very fine dinner. Mr. Creed was also there. This day, by her high discourse, I find Mistress Blackburn to be a very high dame, and a costly one. Home with my wife by coach. This evening comes Mr. Chaplin and Ned Osborne to my house, of whom I made very much, and kept them with me till late, and so to bed. At my coming home I find that Theophila Turner hath sent for a pair of doves that my wife hath promised her, and because she did not send them in the best cage, she sent them back again with a scornful letter, with which I was angry, and yet pretty well pleased that she was crossed. The 19th of October. Office in the morning. This morning my dining-room was finished with green serge hanging and gilt leather, which is very handsome. This morning Hacker and Axtell were hanged and quartered, as the rest are. This night I sat up late to make up my accounts ready against tomorrow for my lord, and I find him to be above £80 in my debt, which is a good sight, and I bless God for it. The 20th of October. This morning one came to me to advise with me where to make a window into my cellar, in lieu of that one Sir William Batten had stopped up. And going down into my cellar to look, I put my foot into a great heap of turds, by which I find that Mr. Turner's house of office is full, and comes into my cellar, which doth trouble me, but I will have it helped. To my lord's by land, calling at several places about business, where I dined with my lord and lady, where he was very merry and did talk very high how he would have a French cook and a master of his horse, and his lady and child to wear black patches, which methought was strange, but he has become a perfect courtier, and among other things, my lady saying that she would have a good merchant for her daughter Jem, he answered that he would rather see her with a peddler's pack at her back. So she married a gentleman rather than that she should marry a citizen. This afternoon, going through London and calling at Crowe's, the upholster in St. Bartholomew, I saw the limbs of some of our new traitors set upon Aldersgate, which was a sad sight to see. And a bloody week this, and the last have been, there being 10 hanged, drawn and quartered. Home, and after writing a letter to my uncle by the post, I went to bed. The 21st of October, Lord's Day. To the parish church in the morning, where a good sermon by Mr. Mills. After dinner to my Lord's, and from thence to the Abbey, where I met with Spicer and Dick Vines, and others of the old crew. So, leaving my boy at the Abbey against I came back, we went to Price's by the hall back door. But there being no drink to be had, we went away, and so to the Crown in the palace yard. I and George Vines, by the way, calling at their house, where he carried me up to the top of his turret, where there is Cook's head set up for a traitor, and Harrison's on the other side of Westminster Hall. Here I could see them plainly, as also a very fair prospect about London. From the Crown to the Abbey, to look for my boy, but he is gone thence, and so he being a novice, I was at a loss what was become of him. I called at my Lord's, where I found Mr. Adams, Mr. Shepley's friend, and at my father's, but found him not. So home, where I found him, but he had found the way home well enough, of which I was glad. So, after supper and reading of some chapters, I went to bed. This day or two my wife hath been troubled with her boils in the old place, which doth much trouble her. Today, at noon, God forgive me, I strung my lute, which I have not touched a great while before. The 22nd of October. Office day. After that, to dinner at home upon some ribs of roast beef from the cook's, which of late we have been forced to do because of our house being alway under the painter's and other people's hands, that we could not dress it ourselves. After dinner to my Lord's, where I find all preparing for my Lord's going to sea to fetch the Queen tomorrow. At night my Lord came home, with whom I stayed long and talked of many things. Among others, I got leave of him to have his picture, that was done by Lily, copied. And talking of religion, I find him to be a perfect sceptic, and said that all things would not be well while there was so much preaching, and that it would be better if nothing but homilies were to be read in churches. This afternoon he told me there hath been a meeting before the King and my Lord Chancellor of some Episcopalian and Presbyterian divines, but what hath passed he could not tell me. After I had done talk with him, I went to bed with Mr. Shepley in his chamber, but could hardly get any sleep all night, the bed being ill-made, and he a bad bedfellow. The 23rd of October. We rise early in the morning to get things ready for my Lord, and Mr. Shepley, going to put up his pistols, which were charged with bullets, into the holsters, one of them flew off, and it pleased God that the mouth of the gun being downward, it did us no hurt, but I think I never was in more danger in my life, which put me into a great fright. About 8 o'clock my Lord went, and going through the garden, my Lord met with Mr. William Montague, who told him of an estate of land lately come into the King's hand, that he hath a mind my Lord should beg. To which end my Lord writ a letter presently to my Lord Chancellor to do it for him, which after leave taken of my Lord at Whitehall Bridge, I did carry to Warwick House to him, and have a fair promise of him that he would do it this day for my Lord. In my way thither I met the Lord Chancellor and all the judges riding on horseback, and going to Westminster Hall, it being the first day of the term, which was the first time I ever saw any such solemnity. Having done there, I returned to Whitehall, where meeting with my brother Ashwell, and his cousin Samuel Ashwell, and Mr. Mallard, I took them to the Leg in King Street, and gave them a dish of meat for dinner, and paid for it. From thence, going to Whitehall, I met with Cato Stirpin, in mourning, who told me that her mistress was lately dead of the smallpox, and that herself was now married to Monsieur Petit, as also what her mistress hath left her, which was very well. She also took me to her lodging at an ironmonger's in King Street, which was but very poor, and I find by a letter that she showed me of her husband's to the King, that he is a right Frenchman, and full of their own projects, He, having a design to reform the universities and to institute schools for the learning of all languages, to speak them naturally and not by rule, which I know will come to nothing. From thence to my lord's, where I went forth by coach to Mistress Packer's, with my lady, and so to her house again. From thence I took my lord's picture, and carried it to Mr. de Cretz to be copied. So to Whitehall, where I met Mr. Spong, and went home with him, and played and sang, and ate with him and his mother. After supper we looked over many books and instruments of his, especially his wooden jack in his chimney, that go with the smoke, which indeed is very pretty. I find him to be as ingenious and good-natured a man as ever I met with in my life, and cannot admire him enough, he being so plain and illiterate a man as he is. From thence by coach home and to bed, which was welcome to me after a night's absence. The 24th of October. I lay and slept long today. Office day. I took occasion to be angry with my wife before I rise about her putting up of half a crown of mine in a pepper-box, which she had forgot where she had lain it. But we were friends again, as we are always. Then I rise to Jack Cole, who came to see me, then to the office, so home to dinner, where I find Captain Murford, who did put £3 in my hands for a friendship I have done him, but I would not take it, but bid him keep it till he hath enough to buy my wife a necklace. This afternoon people at work in my house to make a light in my yard into my cellar. To Whitehall, in my way, met with Mr. Moore, who went back with me. He tells me, among other things, that the Duke of York is now sorry for his lying with my Lord Chancellor's daughter, who is now brought to bed of a boy. From Whitehall to Mr. de Cretz, who I find about my lord's picture. From thence to Mr. Lilly's, where, not finding Mr. Spong, I went to Mr. Greatorex, where I met him, and so to an alehouse, where I bought of him a drawing-pen, and he did show me the manner of the lamp-glasses, which carry the light a great way, good to read in bed by, and I intend to have one of them. So to Mr. Lilly's with Mr. Spong, where, well received, there being a club there tonight among his friends, among the rest, Esquire Ashmole, who I find a very ingenious gentleman. With him we too sang afterward in Mr. Lilly's study. That done, we all parted, and I home by coach, taking Mr. Booker with me, who did tell me a great many fooleries what may be done by nativities, and blaming Mr. Lilly for writing to please his friends, and to keep in with the times, as he did formerly to his own dishonour, and not according to the rules of art, by which he could not well err, as he hath done. I set him down at Lime Street end, and so home, where I found a box of carpenter's tools sent by my cousin Thomas Pepys, which I have bespoke of him for to employ myself with sometimes. To bed. The 25th of October. All the day at home, doing something in order to the fitting of my house. In the evening to Westminster about business. So home and to bed. This night the vault at the end of my cellar was emptied. The 26th of October. Office. My father and Dr. Thomas Pepys dined at my house, the last of whom I did almost fox with Margate ale. My father is mightily pleased with my ordering of my house. I did give him money to pay several bills. After that I to Westminster to Whitehall, where I saw the Duke de Soissons go from his audience with a very great deal of state, his own coach all red velvet, covered with gold lace, and drawn by 6 barbs, and attended with 20 pages very rich in clothes. To Westminster Hall, and bought among other books, one of the Life of Our Queen, which I read at home to my wife. But it was so sillily writ, that we did nothing but laugh at it. Among other things, it is dedicated to that paragon of virtue and beauty, the Duchess of Albemarle. Great talk as if the Duke of York doth now own the marriage between him and the Chancellor's daughter. The 27th of October. In London and Westminster all this day, paying of money and buying of things for my house. In my going I went by chance by my new Lord Mayor's house, Sir Richard Brown, by Goldsmiths Hall, which is now in fitting, and indeed it is a very pretty house. In coming back I called at Paul's Churchyard, and there I bought Alsted Encyclopedia, which cost me 38 shillings. Home and to bed, my wife being much troubled with her old pain. The 28th of October, Lord's Day. There came some pills and plasters this morning from Dr. Williams for my wife. I to Westminster Abbey, where with much difficulty going round by the cloisters, I got in, this day being a great day for the consecrating of 5 bishops, which was done after sermon. But I could not get into Henry the Seventh's chapel, so I went to my lord's, where I dined with my lady and my young lord and Mr. Sidney, who was sent for from Twickenham yesterday to see my Lord Mayor's show tomorrow. Mr. Child did also dine with us. After dinner to Whitehall Chapel, my lady and my Lady Jemima and I up to the King's Closet, who is now gone to meet the Queen, so meeting with one Mr. Hill that did know my lady, he did take us into the King's Closet, and there we did stay all the service time, which I thought a great honour. We went home to my lord's lodgings afterward, and there I parted with my lady and went home, where I did find my wife pretty well after her physic. So to bed. The 29th of October. I up early, it being my Lord Mayor's day, Sir Richard Brown, and neglecting my office I went to the wardrobe, where I met my Lady Sandwich and all the children, where after drinking of some strange and incomparable good claret of Mr. Rumble's, he and Mr. Townsend did take us and set the young lords at one Mr. Neville's, a draper in Paul's Churchyard, and my lady and my Lady Pickering and I to one Mr. Isaacson's, a linen draper at the Quay in Cheapside, where there was a company of fine ladies, and we were very civilly treated, and had a very good place to see the pageants, which were many, and I believe good for such kind of things, but in themselves but poor and absurd. After the ladies were placed, I took Mr. Townsend and Isaacson to the next door, a tavern, and did spend 5 shillings upon them. The show being done, with much ado we got as far as Paul's, where I left my lady in the coach, and went on foot with my Lady Pickering to her lodging, which was a poor one in Blackfriars, where she never invited me to go in at all with her, which methought was very strange for her to do. So home, where I was told how my Lady Davis was now come to our next lodgings, and hath locked up the lead's door from me, which put me into so great a disquiet that I went to bed and could not sleep till morning at it. The 30th of October. Within all the morning and dined at home, my mind being so troubled that I could not mind nor do anything till I speak with the controller to whom the lodgings belong. In the afternoon, to ease my mind, I went to the cockpit all alone, and there saw a very fine play called The Tamer Tamed, very well acted. That being done, I went to Mr. Crewe's, where I had left my boy, and so with him and Mr. Moore, who would go a little way with me home, as he will always do, to the Hercules Pillars to drink, where we did read over the King's Declaration in matters of religion, which is come out today, which is very well penned, I think, to the satisfaction of most people. So home, where I am told that Mr. Davis's people have broke open the bolt of my chamber door that go upon the leads, which I went up to see, and did find it so, which did still trouble me more and more, and so I sent for Griffith and got him to search their house to see what the meaning of it might be, but can learn nothing tonight. But I'm a little pleased that I found this out. I hear nothing yet of my lord whether he be gone for the Queen from the Downs or no, but I believe he is, and that he is now upon coming back again. The 31st of October. Office day. Much troubled all this morning in my mind about the business of my walk in the leads. I speak of it to the controller and the rest of the principal officers, who are all unwilling to meddle in anything that may anger my Lady Davis, and so I am fain to give over for the time that she doth continue therein. Dined at home, and after dinner to Westminster Hall, where I met with Billing the Quaker at Mistress Mitchell's shop, who is still of the former opinion he was of, against the clergymen of all sorts, and a cunning fellow I find him to be. Home, and there I have news that Sir William Penn is resolved to ride to Sir William Batten's country house tomorrow, and would have me to go with him. So I sat up late getting together my things to ride in, and was fain to cut a pair of old boots to make leathers for those that I was to wear. To bed. This month I conclude with my mind very heavy for the loss of the leads, as also for the greatness of my late expenses, insomuch that I do not think that I have above £150 clear money in the world. But I have, bless God, a great deal of good household stuff. I hear today that the Queen is landed at Dover, and will be here on Friday next, the 2nd of November. My wife hath been so ill of late of her old pain, that I have not known her this fortnight almost, which is a pain to me. November 1660, the 1st. This morning Sir William Penn and I were mounted early, and have very merry discourse all the way, he being very good company. We came to Sir William Batten's, where he lives like a prince, and we were made very welcome. Among other things, he showed us my lady's closet, where there was great store of rarities, as also a chair, which he calls King Harry's chair, where he that sits down is catched with two irons that come round about him, which makes good sport. Here dined with us two or three more country gentlemen, among the rest Mr. Christmas, my old schoolfellow, with whom I had much talk. He did remember that I was a great roundhead when I was a boy, and I was much afeard that he would have remembered the words that I said the day that the king was beheaded, that were I to preach upon him, my text should be, "The memory of the wicked shall rot." But I found afterward that he did go away from school before that time. He did make us good sport in imitating Mr. Case, Ash, and Nye, the ministers, which he did very well. But a deadly drinker he is, and grown exceeding fat. From his house to an alehouse near the church, where we sat and drank and were merry, and so we mounted for London again, Sir William Batten with us. We called at Bow, and drank there, and took leave of Mr. Johnson of Blackwall, who dined with us and rode with us thus far. So home by moonlight, it being about 9 o'clock before we got home. The 2nd of November. Office. Then dined at home, and by chance, Mr. Holyard called at dinner-time and dined with me, with whom I have great discourse concerning the cure of the king's evil, which he doth deny altogether any effect at all. In the afternoon I went forth and saw some silver bosses put upon my new Bible, which cost me 6 shillings and 6 pence the making, and 7 shillings and 6 pence the silver, which with 9 shillings and 6 pence the book, comes in all to £1.3 and 6, my Bible in all. From thence with Mr. Cook, that made them, and Mr. Stevens the silversmith, to the tavern, and did give them a pint of wine. So to Whitehall, where, when I came, I saw the boats going very thick to Lambeth, and all the stairs to be full of people. I was told the Queen was a-coming, so I got a sculler for 6 pence to carry me thither, and back again, but I could not get to see the Queen. So came back and to my Lord's, where he was come, and I supped with him, he being very merry, telling merry stories of the country mares, how they entertained the king all the way as he came along, and how the country gentlewomen did hold up their heads to be kissed by the king, not taking his hand to kiss as they should do. I took leave of my lord and lady, and so took coach at Whitehall, and carried Mr. Child as far as the Strand, and myself got as far as Ludgate by all the bonfires, but with a great deal of trouble. And there the coachman desired that I would release him, for he durst not go further for the fires. So he would have had a shilling or sixpence for bringing of me so far, but I had about threepence about me, and did give him that. In Paul's churchyard I called at Curtin's, and there they had got a mass-book for me, which I bought, and cost me 12 shillings. And when I came home sat up late and read in it, with great pleasure to my wife to hear that she long ago was so well acquainted with. So to bed. I observed this night very few bonfires in the city, not above 3 in all London for the Queen's coming, whereby I guess that, as I believed before, her coming doth please but very few. The 3rd of November, Saturday. At home all the morning. In the afternoon to Whitehall, where my lord and lady were gone to kiss the Queen's hand. To Westminster Hall, where I met with Tom Doling, and we too took Mistress Lane to the alehouse, where I made her angry with commending of Tom Newton and her new sweetheart, to be both too good for her, so that we parted with much anger, which made Tom and I good sport. So home to write letters by the post, and so to bed. The 4th of November, Lord's Day. In the morn to our own church, where Mr. Mills did begin to nibble at the common prayer by saying, Glory be to the Father, etc., after he had read the 2 Psalms. But the people have been so little used to it that they could not tell what to answer. This declaration of the King's doth give the presbyters some satisfaction, and a pretence to read the common prayer, which they could not do before because of their former preaching against it. After dinner to Westminster, where I went to my lord, and having spoke with him, I went to the abbey, where the first time that ever I heard the organs in a cathedral. Thence to my lord's, where I found Mr. Pierce the chirurgeon, and with him and Mr. Shepley, in our way calling at the Bell to see the 7 Flanders mares that my lord hath bought lately, to his house, where we drank several bottles of Hull ale. Much company I find to come to her, and cannot wonder at it, for she is very pretty and wanton. Thence to my father's, where I find my mother in greater and greater pain of the stone. I stayed long and drank with them, and so home and to bed. My wife seemed very pretty today, it being the first time that I have given her leave to wear a black patch. The 5th of November, Office Day. Being disappointed of money, we failed of going to Deptford to pay off the Henrietta today. Dined at home, and at home all the day, and at the office at night, to make up an account of what the debts of 19 of the 25 ships that should have been paid off is increased since the adjournments of the Parliament, they being to sit again tomorrow. This 5th of November is observed exceeding well in the city, and at night great bonfires and fireworks. At night Mr. Moore came and sat with me, and there I took a book, and he did instruct me in many law notions, in which I took great pleasure. To bed. The 6th of November. In the morning with Sir William Batten and Penn, by water to Westminster, where at my lord's I met with Mr. Creed, and with him to see my lord's picture, now almost done, and thence to Westminster Hall, where we found the Parliament met today. And thence, meeting with Mr. Chetwynd, I took them to the Sun, and did give them a barrel of oysters, and have good discourse. Among other things, Mr. Chetwynd told me how he did fear that this late business of the Duke of York's will prove fatal to my Lord Chancellor. From thence Mr. Creed and I to Wilkinson's, and dined together, and in great haste thence to our office, where we met all commonly, for the sale of 2 ships by an inch of candle, the first time that ever I saw any of this kind, where I observed how they do invite one another, and at last how they all do cry, and we have much to do to tell who did cry last. The ships were the Indian, sold for £1,300, and the Half Moon, sold for £830. Home and fellow reading of the trials of the late men that were hanged for the king's death, and found good satisfaction in reading thereof. At night to bed, and my wife and I did fall out about the dog's being put down into the cellar, which I have a mind to have done because of his fouling the house, and I would have my will. And so we went to bed and lay all night in a quarrel. This night I was troubled all night with a dream that my wife was dead, which made me that I slept ill all night. The 7th of November, office day. This day my father came to dine at my house, but being sent for in the morning, I could not stay but went by water to my lord, where I dined with him, and he in a very merry humour, present Mr. Borfitt and child. At dinner he, in discourse of the great opinion of the virtue gratitude, which he did account the greatest thing in the world to him, and hath therefore in his mind been often troubled in the late times how to answer his gratitude to the king who raised his father, did say that that was it that did bring him to his obedience to the king, and did also bless himself with his good fortune, in comparison to what it was when I was with him in the Sound, when he durst not own his correspondence with the king, which is a thing that I never did hear of to this day before, and I do from this raise an opinion of him to be one of the most secret men in the world, which I was not so convinced of before. After dinner he bade all go out of the room, and did tell me how the king hath promised him £4,000 per annum, for ever, and hath already given him a bill under his hand, which he showed me, for £4,000, that Mr. Fox is to pay him. My lord did advise with me how to get this received, and to put out £3,000 into safe hands at use, and the other he will make use of for his present occasion. This he did advise with me about, with much secrecy. After all this he called for the fiddles and books, and we two, and Will Howe, and Mr. Child, did sing and play some psalms of William Laws, and some songs. And so I went away. So I went to see my lord's picture, which is almost done, and doth please me very well. Then to Whitehall to find out Mr. Fox, which I did, and did use me very civilly, but I did not see his lady, whom I have so long known when she was a maid, Mistress Whittle. From thence, meeting my father Bowyer, whom I have not seen a great while, I took him to Harper's, and there drank with him. Among other things in discourse, he told me how my wife's brother hath a horse at grass with him, which I was troubled to hear, it being his boldness upon my score. Home by coach, and read late in the last night's book of trials, and told my wife about her brother's horse at Mr. Bowyer's, who is also much troubled for it, and doth intend to go tomorrow to inquire the truth. To bed. Notwithstanding that this was the first day that the king's proclamation against hackney coaches coming into the streets to stand to be hired, yet I got one tonight to carry me home. The 8th of November. This morning Sir William and the treasurer and I went by barge with Sir William Doyley and Mr. Prynne to Deptford, to pay off the Henrietta, and have a good dinner. I went to Mr. Davis's and saw his house, where I was once before a great while ago, and I find him a very pretty man. In the afternoon Commissioner Pett and I went on board the yacht, which indeed is one of the finest things that ever I saw for neatness and room in so small a vessel. Mr. Pett is to make one to outdo this, for the honour of his country, which I fear he will scarce better. From thence with him as far as Ratcliffe, where I left him going by water to London, and I, unwilling to leave the rest of the officers, went back again to Deptford, and being very much troubled with a sudden looseness, I went into a little ale-house at the end of Ratcliffe, and did give a groat for a pot of ale, and there I did shit. so went forward in my walk with some men that were going that way a great pace, and in our way we met with many merry seamen that have got their money paid them today. We sat very late, doing this work and waiting for the tide, it being moonshine. We got to London before 2 in the morning, so home, where I found my wife up, who showed me her head, which was very well dressed today, she having been to see her father and mother. So to bed. The 9th of November. Lay long in bed this morning, though an office day, because of our going to bed late last night. Before I went to my office, Mr. Creed came to me about business, and also Mr. Carter, my old Cambridge friend, came to give me a visit, and I did give them a morning draft in my study. So to the office, and from thence to dinner with Mr. Wyvill at the Hoop Tavern, where we have Mr. Shepley, Talbot and Adams, Mr. Chaplin and Osborne, and our dinner given us by Mr. Addis and another, Mr. Wine, the King's fishmonger. Good sport with Mr. Talbot, who eats no sort of fish, and there was nothing else till we sent for a neat's tongue. From thence to Whitehall, where I find my lord hath an organ set up today in his dining-room, but it seems an ugly one, in the form of Bridewell. Thence I went to Sir Harry Wright's, where my lord was busy at cards. And so I stayed below with Mistress Carter and Evans, who did give me a lesson upon the lute, till he came down, and having talked with him at the door about his late business of money, I went to my father's and stayed late, talking with my father about my sister Paul's coming to live with me, if she would come and be as a servant, which my wife did seem to be pretty willing to do today, and he seems to take it very well, and intends to consider of it. Home and to bed. The 10th of November. Up early, Sir William Batten and I to make up an account of the wages of the officers and mariners at sea, ready to present to the Committee of Parliament this afternoon. Afterwards came the Treasurer and Controller, and sat all the morning with us, till the business was done. So we broke up, leaving the thing to be writ over fair, and carried to Trinity House for Sir William Batten's hand, which, staying very long, I found, as appointed, the Treasurer and Controller at Whitehall, and so we went with a foul copy to the Parliament House, where we met with Sir Thomas Clerges and Mr. Spry. And after we have given them good satisfaction, we parted. The Controller and I to the coffee-house, where he showed me the state of his case, how the King doth owe him above £6,000. But I do not see great likelihood for them to be paid, since they begin already in Parliament to dispute the paying of the just sea debts, which were always promised to be paid, and will be the undoing of thousands if they be not paid. So to Whitehall to look, but could not find Mr. Fox. And then to Mr. Moore, at Mr. Crewe's, but missed of him also. So to Paul's Churchyard, and there bought Montellion, which this year doth not prove so good as the last was, and so after reading it, I burnt it. After reading of that, and the comedy of The Rump, which is also very silly, I went to bed. This night, going home, Will and I bought a goose. The 11th of November, Lord's Day. This morning I went to Sir William Batten's about going to Deptford tomorrow, and so eating some hog's pudding of my lady's making, of the hog that I saw a-fattening the other day at her house, he and I went to church into our new gallery, the first time that ever it was used, and it not being yet quite finished. There came after us Sir William Penn, Mr. Davis, and his eldest son. There being no women this day, we sat in the foremost pew, and behind us our servants. But I hope it will not be always so, it not being handsome for our servants to sit so equal with us. This day also did Mr. Mills begin to read all the common prayer, which I was glad of. Home to dinner, and then walked to Whitehall, it being very cold and foul and rainy weather. I found my lord at home, and after giving him an account of some business, I returned and went to my father's, where I found my wife. And there we supped, and Dr. Thomas Pepys, who my wife told me after I was come home, that he hath told my brother Thomas that he loved my wife so well, that if she have a child, he would never marry, but leave all that he hath to my child. And after supper we walked home, my little boy carrying a link, and Will leading my wife. So home and to prayers, and to bed. I should have said that before I got to my Lord's this day, I went to Mr. Fox's at Whitehall, where I first saw his lady, formerly Mistress Elizabeth Whittle, whom I had formerly a great opinion of, and did make an anagram or two upon her name, when I was a boy. She proves a very fine lady, and mother to fine children. Today I agreed with Mr. Fox about my taking of the £4,000 of him that the King hath given my lord. The 12th of November. Lay long in bed today. Sir William Batten went this morning to Deptford to pay off the wolf. Mr. Controller and I sat a while at the office to do business, and then I went with him to his house in Lime Street, a fine house, and where I never was before, and from thence by coach, setting down his sister at the New Exchange, to Westminster Hall, where first I met with Jack Spicer, and agreed with him to help me to tell money this afternoon. Then to De Cretz, where I saw my lord's picture finished, which doth please me very well. So back to the hall, where by appointment I met the controller, and with him and three or four parliament men I dined at Heaven, and after dinner called at Will's on Jack Spicer, and took him to Mr. Fox's, who saved me the labour of telling me the money, by giving me £3,000 by content. The other £1,000 I am to have on Thursday next, which I carried by coach to the Exchequer, and put it up in a chest in Spicer's office. From thence walked to my father's, where I found my wife, who hath been with my father today buying of a tablecloth, and a dozen of napkins of diaper, the first that ever I bought in my life. My father and I took occasion to go forth, and went and drank at Mr. Standing's, and there discoursed seriously concerning my sister's coming to live with me, which I have much mind for her good to have, and yet I am much afeard of her ill nature. Coming home again, he and I and my wife, my mother, and Paul went all together into the little room, and there I told her plainly what my mind was, to have her come not as a sister in any respect, but as a servant, which she promised me that she would, and with many thanks did weep for joy, which did give me and my wife some content and satisfaction. So by coach home and to bed. The last night I should have mentioned how my wife and I was troubled all night with the sound of drums in our ears, which in the morning we found to be Mr. Davis's jack, but not knowing the cause of its going all night, I understand today that they have had a great feast today. The 13th of November. Early going to my lord's, I met with Mr. Moore, who was going to my house, and indeed I find to be a most careful, painful, and able man in business, and took him by water to the wardrobe, and showed him in all the house, and indeed there is a great deal of room in it, but very ugly till my lord hath bestowed great cost upon it. Thence parting with him, I went to Whitehall, and there did give my lord an account of my receiving of some of his money yesterday, and how I do advise for his disposing of it, which he likes well. So to the Exchequer, and there took Spicer and his fellow clerk to the Dog Tavern, and did give them a peck of oysters, and so home to dinner, where I find my wife making of pies and tarts to try her oven with, which she hath never yet done, but not knowing the nature of it, did heat it too hot, and so did a little overbake her things, but knows how to do better another time. At home all the afternoon, At night made up my accounts of my sea expenses in order to my clearing of my imprest bill of £30, which I had in my hands at the beginning of my voyage, which I intend to show to my lord tomorrow. To bed. The 14th of November, office day. But this day was the first that we do begin to sit in the afternoons and not in the forenoons, and therefore I went into Cheapside to Mr. Beecham's, the goldsmith, to look out a piece of plate to give Mr. Fox from my lord for his favour about the £4,000, and did choose a gilt tankard. So to Paul's churchyard, and bought Cornelianum Dolium. So home to dinner, and after that to the office till late at night. And so Sir William Penn, the controller, and I to the Dolphin, where we found Sir William Batten, who is seldom a night from hence. And there we did drink a great quantity of sack, and did tell many merry stories, and in good humours we were all. So home and to bed. The 15th of November. To Westminster, and it being very cold upon the water, I went all alone to the Sun, and drank a draught of mulled white wine. And so to Mr. de Cretz, whither I sent for Jack Spicer, to appoint him to expect me this afternoon at the office with the other £1,000 from Whitehall. And here we stayed, and did see him give some finishing touches to my lord's picture, so that at last it is complete to my mind, and I leave mine with him to copy out another for himself, and took the original by a porter with me to my lord's, where I found my lord within, and stayed hearing him and Mr. Child playing upon my lord's new organ, the first time I ever heard it. My lord did this day show me the king's picture, which was done in Flanders, that the king did promise my lord before he ever saw him, and that we did expect to have had at sea before the king came to us, but it came but today. And indeed it is the most pleasant and the most like him that ever I saw picture in my life. As dinner was coming to table, my wife came hither, and I got her carried in to my lady, who took physic today and was just now hiring of a French maid that was with her, and could not understand one another till my wife came to interpret. Here I did leave my wife to dine with my lord, the first time that ever he did take notice of her as my wife, and did seem to have a great esteem for her, and did myself walk homewards, hearing that Sir William Penn was gone before in a coach, to overtake him, and with much ado at last did, in Fleet Street. And there I went into him, and there was Sir Arnold Brames, and we all three to Sir William Batten's to dinner, he having a couple of servants married today. And so there was a great number of merchants, and others of good quality, on purpose, after dinner, to make an offering, which, when dinner was done, we did. And I did give 10 shillings, and no more, though I believe most of the rest did give more, and did believe that I did so too. From thence to Whitehall again by water to Mr. Fox's, and there by 2 porters I carried away the other £1,000. He was not within himself, but of his kinsman I have it, and did give him £4 and other servants something. But whereas I did intend to have given Mr. Fox himself a piece of plate of £50, I was demanded £100 for the fee of the office, at 6d, at which I was surprised, but, however, I did leave it there till I speak with my lord. So I carried it to the Exchequer, where at Will's I found Mr. Spicer, and so lodged it in his office with the rest. From thence, after a pot of ale at Will's, I took boat in the dark, and went for all that to the Old Swan, and so to Sir William Batten's, and leaving some of the gallants at cards, I went home, where I find my wife much satisfied with my lord's courtesy and respect to her, and so after prayers to bed. The 16th of November. Up early to my father's, where, by appointment, Mr. Moore came to me, and he and I to the Temple, and thence to Westminster Hall to speak with Mr. William Montague about his looking upon the title of those lands, which I do take as security for £3,000 of my lord's money. That being done, Mr. Moore and I parted, and in the hall I met with Mr. Fauntleroy, my old acquaintance, whom I have not seen in a long time, and he and I to the Swan, and in discourse he seems to be wise and say little, though I know things are changed against his mind. Thence home by water, where my father, Mr. Snow, and Mr. Moore did dine with me. After dinner Mr. Snow and I went up together to discourse about the putting out of £80 to a man which lacks the money, and would give me £15 per annum for 8 years for it, which I did not think profit enough, and so he seemed to be disappointed by my refusal of it. But I would not now part with my money easily. He seems to do it as a great favour to me, to offer me to come in upon a way of getting of money which they call bottomry, which I do not yet understand, but do believe there may be something in that of great profit. After we were parted, I went to the office, and there we sat all the afternoon, and at night we went to a barrel of oysters at Sir William Batten's. And so home and I to the setting of my papers in order, which did keep me up late. So to bed. The 17th of November. In the morning to Whitehall, where I inquired at the Privy Seal office for a form for a nobleman to make one his chaplain. But I, understanding that there is not any, I did draw up one, and so to my lord's, and there did give him to sign it for Mr. Turner to be his first chaplain. I did likewise get my lord to sign my last sea accounts, so that I am even to this day, when I have received the balance of Mr. Creed. I dined with my lady and my lady Pickering, where her son John dined with us, who doth continue a fool as he ever was since I knew him. His mother would fain marry him to get a portion for his sister Betty, but he will not hear of it. Hither came Major Hart this noon, who tells me that the regiment is now disbanded, and that there is some money coming to me for it. I took him to my lord, to Mr. Cruise, and from thence with Mr. Shepley and Mr. Moore to the Devil Tavern, and there we drank. So home and wrote letters by the post. Then to my Lyra Vile, and to bed. The 18th of November, Lord's Day. In the morning to our own church, where Mr. Powell, a crook-legged man that went formerly with me to Paul's school, preached a good sermon. In the afternoon, too, to our own church, and my wife with me, the first time that she and my lady Batten came to sit in our new pew, and after sermon my lady took us home, and there we supped with her, and Sir William Batten and Penn, and were much made of. The first time that ever my wife was there. So home and to bed. The 19th of November. Office day. After we have done a little at the office this morning, I went along with the treasurer in his coach to Whitehall, and in our way, in discourse, do find him a very good-natured man. And talking of those men who now stand condemned for murdering the king, he says that he believes that if the law would give leave, the king is a man of so great compassion that he would wholly acquit them. Going to my lord's, I met with Mr. Shepley, and so he and I to the Sun, and I did give him a morning draught of muscadine, and so to see my lord's picture at de Cretz, and he says it is very like him, and I say so too. After that to Westminster Hall, and there, hearing that Sir William Batten was at the Leg in the palace, I went thither, and there dined with him, and some of the Trinity House men, who have obtained something today at the House of Lords, concerning the ballast office. After dinner I went by water to London to the Globe in Cornhill, and there did choose two pictures to hang up in my house, which my wife did not like when I came home, and so I sent the picture of Paris back again. To the office, where we sat all the afternoon till night. So home, and there came Mr. Beecham to me with the gilt tankard, and I did pay him for it £20. so to my music and sat up late at it. And so to bed, leaving my wife to sit up till 2 o'clock that she might call the wench up to wash.